Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. No reason to put off making weekend beach plans because for the first time in weeks, the weekend forecast is cooperating.
We are looking for, dry weather as we go through the weekend. Now, we do still have to get some storms through the forecast through to deal with here before we get to that weekend, but we are going to see those storms coming through only for late this afternoon and on into the early part of tonight. Still, if you do have travel plans, that could affect them as we are looking for strong to severe thunderstorms moving into western parts of the area late this afternoon, and they're going to bring flooding downpours, damaging winds, and hail as they move across the area into the early evening. Then we do dry out for tomorrow and through the weekend. Only chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow is well off to the north and west of the city. Otherwise, we've got dry weather, lower humidity, but the heat and the humidity start to build a little over the weekend, and highs can be in the mid-90s early next week. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police have made an arrest in a deadly hit-and-run in the Parkchester section of the Bronx back in February. The suspect, identified as 61-year-old Rafael Delgado, he's been charged with reckless endangerment and failure to yield and exercise due care. Now, earlier this year, he allegedly struck a 75-year-old man who was crossing the street. Wahid Mia had just finished praying at a mosque and was walking home for lunch when he was struck. A historic building in Manhasset badly damaged this morning when a car crashed right into it.
Authorities say a driver is dead after their car crashed into the Quaker Meeting House, which dates back to 1720. This historic building in Manhasset suffered significant structural damage from the crash, and because the car then caught on fire and the fire spread into the building, no word on a cause of the crash. 60 firefighters had to respond to the scene to put out the fire. The Quaker Meeting House was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2009. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
New York's highest court has ruled against city retirees who oppose plans to shift them all to a Medicare Advantage plan. Right now, the city picks up the tab for supplemental benefits, but the switch could save the city $600 million a year. Administration officials say that money could be used to pay for benefits for current city employees. The court ruled that the retirees who opposed the switch didn't provide enough evidence to prove that their health coverage would be worse if they were covered by a Medicare Advantage plan. The school year coming to an end, and the Ramsey School District says its ban of cell phone use in the classroom, the first of its kind in New Jersey, was a huge success.
Increased conversations in the classroom, certainly more interaction in the hallways between classes. Now that cell phones have been put away during the day here in Ramsey, Dr. Andrew Matteo says it is working.
The other districts must be looking to you and say, hey, you know, if Ramsey, you're getting this attention, if you've been successful, are they other people reaching out to you saying, how did you do it? I mean,
absolutely. We've got visits from other districts, boards of education, interested in launching something similar.
Now, could students' grades actually be improving? This junior believes so.
I hate to admit it, but yes.
Yes, so it did. So you were concentrating more in class, right?
Yeah, and actually this has been my best year academically, so yeah, I would say the phone helped.
And the district tells me that parent pushback about the ban really hasn't been much. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Ramsey.
The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, meanwhile, says the State Department is working to help private citizens who want to leave Israel, private American citizens, that is. In an email, the embassy says options would most likely include travel to a nearby safe country and not travel all the way back to the U.S. Anyone interested in leaving Israel being asked to fill out an online form. Well, Tenafly, New Jersey, preparing to welcome home Idan Alexander. The 21-year-old is returning to the Garden State a month after being released by Hamas. He was held hostage for nearly 600 days after being captured on October 7, 2023, while serving in the Israeli military. Alexander moved to Israel when he was 18, and he was the last living American citizen believed to be held by Hamas. Long Island boy battling cancer has just made one of his dreams come true, and 1010 Winds actually helped make it happen.
The New Jersey Devils mascot, that's one of 9-year-old Logan Coyle's favorites. And after he told 1010 Winds he wanted to meet the mascot, Winds made calls and sent emails to help make that visit possible.
And it was super fun. We played some floor hockey. He brought some pizza.
The Devil's mascot spent 90 minutes in Logan's hospital room. Logan also got to meet another mascot recently from the New York Islanders.
That was really fun too. He brought hats for all the nurses on the floor.
Logan also received a hockey stick signed by all the mascots in the NHL. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Harlem Park, famous for basketball, is about to play host to an opera about, yes, basketball.
And who be the better shooter?
Bounce the Basketball Opera. The next two Saturdays at legendary Rucker Park, creative director Greta Barrett-Holby spoke with 1010 Winds.
We're working with a very famous coach in the NBA. He comes in and makes sure that they really look like basketball players and they're doing the moves right. And that's Phil Weber.
Weber, a one-time assistant coach with the Knicks. Holby says performances will talk about gun violence, but with uplifting messages. She says they will not be depressing.
Pressure right now, right? Because we're going to be on Rucker. We can't just sort of do, well, this is theatrical style and we'll be fine.
Think about the names who've graced the court here over the years. Kareem, Dr. J, Kobe, Wilt. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.